Mel Coryell was shocked when she saw her student, Brennan Stumm, on the list of the high school's bottom 50 students. He was in AP classes and a constant reader, but Brennan struggled with math. Mel decided to get involved. As part of StoryCorps' residency in Indianapolis, Mel Coryell and Brennan Stumm sat down and talked about Brennan's rocky relationship with graduation.
One of my really good friends got a full ride to Hanover College. Everyone was like getting their acceptance letters to IU, Purdue, all these places. It's like, wow, I'm going to be like that kid that they talk about, like, oh, what happened to him? That's so sad. And I came to your room and I just sort of sat down in a desk. I know, like, my head was hanging.
There were tears in your eyes at one point.
But they didn't fall.
They did not fall. They did not fall. You're right.
After a while, you sort of like, do you want to graduate? And it wasn't like the sort of skeptical question. It was the, we can actually do this thing. And we started working in, you know, harder.
Do you get how amazing it is that you went from not being able to multiply fractions like a year ago to taking the algebra ECA and actually feeling like you knew some of it?
Yeah. Well,
it's like 8 years of education.
We crammed into like 4 months.
And we weren't working that hard, buddy.
No. And that sort of sucked, realizing that I could have done it.
You remember that day we were sitting in my class? Well, any
that
day.
That happened a lot.
and during like a prep period, and I looked at you, and I was thinking in my head, you know, he knows how to do math now, so he's going to be fine. He'll graduate. That's what he wants. It's great. But then at that moment, for whatever reason, I was sitting there, and I realized, no, this is a horrible thing if you're you. Like, you're sitting there, and all of a sudden, you know you can do math, which means that you're totally messed up.
Messed
because
up
you've spent your entire educational career doing nothing because you believed you could not do this.
Yeah.
And then in that moment, you realized it. So can you talk about, like, what that felt like to realize you could do math?
It sort of felt hollow, like, not meaningless, but, like, I sort of had that hollow feeling inside. Mm. The stuff I couldn't do, like, 6 months ago, I was doing at a normal speed. ECA, which is the I-STEP, that replacement.
It's the graduation qualifying exam
for
English and algebra.
Yeah, I took that. I still actually haven't found out the day we're recording this if I passed or not, but I felt like I did.
Mm.
It felt good, and I was like, oh, I can do this. I think a lot of things are state of mind, but I would say, like, I was basically depressed, hopeless when it came to school and thinking about my future and stuff. And it wasn't so much that I graduated, but that I'm not.
You're not living under the bridge in
Broadway.
StoryCorps is made possible locally by IUPUI, Indiana's Urban Health and Life Sciences campus, where impact is made. More at iupui.edu, and by the Eugene and Marilyn Glick Indiana Authors Award, a program of the Indianapolis Public Library Foundation, proud to support local sponsorship of StoryCorps.
Produced by J.D. Gray, with interviews recorded at StoryCorps, a national nonprofit whose mission is to provide Americans of all backgrounds and beliefs with the opportunity to record, share, and preserve the stories of our lives. StoryCorps.org to listen again to this or other local StoryCorps segments. Visit WFYI.org/radio.